This is Lydia Brezon, the convener for the Executive Director Search Committee of the Pacifica National Board. And I will first explain our process. It is, first of all, our composition is made up of 6 members of the Personnel Committee and the CFO and 2 additional members of the Operations Collective. And so we will have them each introduce themselves as they speak and perhaps as we call roll. And we can identify them. Our process will be that anything having to do with process, at the risk of being redundant here, will be held in public session and will be posted on the KPFTX calendar for everyone's convenience. We will also be scheduling an executive session at the end of each public session should there be items that need to be discussed in executive session. Given that this is so personnel related, there are bound to be items that will be in executive session, particularly as the process moves forward. But at this juncture in particular, we want the process to be as open and transparent as possible. And so we will proceed with, first of all, let's take roll. Chandra,
okay, I'm ready to take roll. Lydia Brezon?
Here, and I'm a director from KPFK.
Dwayne Bradley?
I'm here. I'm general manager at KPFT in Houston.
Verna Avery Brown?
Present, the Washington Bureau Chief for Pacifica Radio in Washington.
Lonnie Hicks?
Here, Chief Financial Officer for Pacifica.
And I'm Chandra Houtman, director from Berkeley. And somebody just joined us?
Hi, it's Laurie Taguma from WIAD.
Okay, Laurie Taguma, would you identify yourself, please? Sign in.
Yes, it's Laurie, Pacifica director from Hayward, Wisconsin.
Affiliate rep. We're streaming, so we're asking people to say where they're from.
Pardon me? I can't hear.
Oh, I said we're streaming, so we're asking people to say what, you know, where they're from.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yes, I lost you for a moment.
Okay, and absent, we have Evelyn Bethune, Berthold Reimers, and Ambrose Lane, also members of the Pacifica National Board.
Okay. So thank you very much, Chandra. And if we can look at the agenda, I hope everyone received it. Let me read it briefly. And this was just a very cursory agenda also because the audience should know the Operations Collective were not able to join us until they were identified today as having completed their election and identified Verna Avery Brown and Dwayne Bradley as joining our committee. So please feel free to tweak this agenda. It's simply a proposed agenda. So we will, I had left off the election of officers, which is standard when you start a new committee. And then if we can establish a timeline for the search. And by the way, I also want to stress that this committee is strictly advisory in the sense that we will simply make recommendations to the National Board, and the National Board will then vote on whatever has been proposed and come up with proposals of their own, I'm sure. Okay, timeline. And then whether or not to employ a search firm, we have employed them in the past, and so we need to have that discussion. Again, executive session aspects of that will be reserved for executive session. In other words, the particulars of a personality or personal experience with a particular firm should be reserved for executive session. But in terms of discussing whether we should have one or not, of course, that's perfectly fine for open session. Review of the board-approved job description for the executive director. And then I have also sent around what was previously used as the website posting for the executive director. And I am going to assume, because I don't have copy of it, that the ads that were placed in particular publications were a variation of that website posting. And let's start with the election of officers. What we have been doing at the PMB committees is that we have been, we take nominations here at this committee, and then we vote by ballot. And then the committee can decide whether they wish to do that by email and perhaps waive their confidentiality with the exception of the secretary, because it would be the secretary, Mary Berg, who would be counting the ballots, not necessarily copying the whole committee or anything like that, and or do it by mail. Okay, so first of all, let's decide on the process. What do we want to do? Email, okay. I mean, what Mary's been doing is you can mail it and or email it to her. Is that acceptable to everyone?
Sounds fine.
Email's fine?
Email's fine.
Chandra?
Yes.
Okay. And that's what we will do. And now let's take nominations for chair.
Oh, I nominate Lydia.
Lydia Brzozowski.
Well.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
I seconded.
Right away.
No mercy, huh? I barely made it to this meeting. There is so much to do. You have no idea. Okay. But I guess I have a system. This, by the way, is like my last, I'm saying season rather than term on the team. My LSB term is up in November, so I guess I can work really, really hard my last few months. Okay. Do we need a vice? Yeah, probably. A vice chair?
Can I make another nomination? Do you mind?
Oh, no, please.
She's not here to say no, so I nominate Evelyn Bethune.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And vice chair?
Do we need a vice? Oh, you mean just in
well, okay,
I have a suggestion that whoever is not elected chair be the vice chair, since we're going to have an election. Can we do it that way? So we don't have to have, like, whoever comes in second.
Or you could just nominate both of them for vice chair as well. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Lydia and Evelyn can also run for the other, I would imagine. Well,
but
I don't know.
Running
I don't
against,
know.
Well, that's then they're running against themselves. No?
That's right. Okay. Well, first of all, do we need and want a vice chair or...
What would the role of the vice chair be, to just assume responsibilities in the absence of the chair?
In the absence of the chair, yes, that's it.
That's it.
Would be preferable.
Well, I guess
have the vice chair.
Yeah, I think we probably need one then.
I agree.
Okay, so now how to handle it? Because there might be other people who wish to run. See, that's the problem with the way that was...
Suggested. I think maybe we should just have separate elections, one for the chair, one for the vice chair.
Okay. And is there anyone else who wants to run for vice chair? And Chandra, did you want to nominate
Evelyn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I guess so, yeah. I guess we'll nominate Lydia Brzon and Evelyn Bethune for vice chair also.
I second.
Great.
Is that okay with you, Lydia?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how that would work. the same person could win for both. Okay. How about anybody else wish to run for vice chair? Verna? Dwayne, anybody, any takers? It would
anybody
only be in the absence of the chair, so.
All right, well, I'll run, I guess.
Okay, secretary. Go ahead. Anyone?
I nominate Chandra.
I would second that one.
Well,
it's a really important job. It's probably more important than the chair.
Let me ask Laura. You're on the call, right? I've been acting secretary for the personnel committee. Are you going to be starting to come? Because then I would consider being secretary for the search committee. But if I have to do it for both, I don't want to continue.
Yeah, I make as many meetings as I can. And if I have defined dates, I can definitely make them. Sure. Yeah. There's one a month, right? I can do that.
Well, lately there hasn't been.
That's been the problem, but we can certainly make that a priority at the next. I think now we can schedule regular meetings on personnel. We didn't up to this point because we were behind with the processes of evaluation, so I think we can move forward and schedule a full year of meetings. Sandra, do you agree?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we'll do that, Lori, and we'll send them well in advance.
Did somebody just join us?
Bertold.
Sounded like it. Hi, Bertold.
Bertold. Okay.
Yeah, Bertold,
are you interested in running for chair, vice chair, or secretary? We have Lydia and Evelyn for chair, Lydia, Evelyn, and Verna for vice chair, and secretary, Chandra. Are you interested
in
any of those?
No, that's okay with me.
Okay.
It's your
okay.
Now, Bertold.
Yeah. Okay. And so the only other thing is that we'll wait 24 hours in case someone doesn't make it on the call, Evelyn and Ambrose, in case they don't make it on the call, that they can self-nominate or nominate someone else. And then we'll send out the ballot, and this is, what, Tuesday, and have it have Mary give us results by Monday. So let's say by Sunday night, can every Sunday midnight Pacific time, everyone return their ballot to Mary. Okay.
Sure.
Do you think that's enough time, Chandra?
Yeah, due date is Sunday at midnight.
Yeah, or should we make it Monday at midnight?
Well, is there any push to make it Sunday versus Monday? I mean, is there any reason?
No, I guess it just depends on when we schedule our next meeting.
It's a weekend, I would suggest give people till Monday.
Okay, Monday midnight. Yeah, that's better because she'd have to pull together the ballot. Okay, Monday midnight. So that's settled. And so does anybody have any problems with, who should we have chairing this meeting?
Can we see if there's any other nominations for secretary?
I asked.
Oh, you did? I missed that,
yes.
Huh?
Yes.
I mean, it's uncontested?
Yes, uncontested.
Okay, I will remember this, everybody.
Okay, so if you could, don't mind being our acting secretary,
yeah.
And is everyone okay with my being the convener of this meeting?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's move along. So the first agenda item is the timeline. Now, the what I would like to propose is that, and I'm not alone in this, by the way, but as discussions have taken place anyway, and other people can chime in, but the last in-person meeting of the PMB will be held in late September. And by the way, everyone can chime in and correct me when I'm wrong, but it will be held in late September. And it is my feeling that if we have, and this is all predicated on what kind of response we would get from ads and so forth and what kind of applicants, it's conceivable we wouldn't get, you could advertise all you want and not have anyone that would be appropriate, but we're functioning on the presumption that there would be some finalists in there somewhere. And so if we are looking at the end of September as a PMB meeting, then we can do what wasn't done last time, which was, but was done the time before that, which was to have a public forum on Thursday, the day before the PMB meeting, which is currently scheduled for the 28th, 29th, and 30th of September. So on the 27th, you could have a public forum, and you will recall that with the executive director prior to Greg, with Dan Coughlin and Marty Derlin, that there was a public forum in Berkeley. And I assume that that was streamed. I certainly would highly recommend that. So I am recommending that we develop our timetable working back from that. I believe this board would like to be, if possible, the board to
excuse me,
to culminate this, you know, for the process to be completed during its in-person tenure.
Question, Madam Chair?
Yes.
Is it your understanding that the charge of this committee is to create the process and have that process be approved by the board, or how will that work?
Yes. It is my understanding that the search committee is going to recommend a process and everything. What we're doing right now, and the reason that I forwarded materials from the previous search, is because that's kind of a general guideline, is that they identified a timeline and they identified certain, you know, the job description and the ad and so forth. So we can certainly use that as a model. But, yes, there was a search committee that was formed at the previous PMB meeting. And so
will they have to approve any parts of the process or even the expenditure, if any, that may come up?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So there is a step in there where it has to go back to the board for some review.
The budget, yes, absolutely. And I think it needs to go to the Finance Committee. And actually, then when I checked the calendar for the Finance Committee, they were scheduled to meet the same night as our PMB committee on meeting on Friday. So there was no opportunity.
Going on.
I doubt it, but I'm just saying that when I looked at the calendar, they weren't meeting prior to Friday for us to submit any kind of a cost impact on our proposals to them. But we can certainly submit it to the PMB, realizing that it still has to be vetted by finance.
So what are we submitting to them?
Financial impact.
Yeah.
In other words, if we get that far in our agenda, and let's say hypothetically, and this is a hypothetical, if we decide to employ a search firm or a person, there would be a financial impact where that was concerned, and we would have to at least give them a general estimate of what the Finance Committee needs to consider.
I understand, but I thought we were working on the timeline agenda item.
Yes, we were. It was just a question about that Lonnie didn't want us to lose sight of that, I guess.
Oh.
Okay, so the timeline?
Yeah, I thought we were involved with going backwards from the September board meeting and the finalists.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, mine was just a recommendation, so I'm waiting to hear from all of you. Does that sound like a reasonable starting point?
Yes.
Okay. So, let's work backwards. So, assuming that then in September, we would have the whole month of September, I guess. Well, let's work. Okay. First of all, it's unlikely. Let's go back to the beginning now. We can work end, beginning, and then end up with what our middle looks like. It looks like, given that this is the middle of May, that it is unlikely, I would say, that we would be able to post any significant ads, regardless of what we decide with the search committee and so forth, prior to, let's say, early June.
Okay,
but it would
be,
still... Yes.
Can I suggest something?
Sure.
As a way of doing this?
Yes.
I counted 16 weeks. So if we could lay out the tasks and figure out how much time is needed for each task, then we can maybe figure out how much we can do in the 16-week period to meet our goal of having finalists by September 27th.
Okay.
Is that a good idea?
That's fine with me.
It's 16 weeks starting from Friday.
Mm-hmm. And it took, I believe, my understanding is last time it took about 4 months. And so we're in the ball game there.
I'm sorry, 18
of something
and a half.
Reasonable.
18 mm-hmm. and a half weeks.
Okay.
Taking that thought, the approval for, say, a job description and a fiscal impact would occur by, say, June 15th?
Okay, so is that the first thing we have to do, is to approve the job description?
And the process and the expenditure, I would imagine, would come up first.
Well, I had laid out, generally speaking, that number one is the timeline. So what we have is 18 and a half weeks. We have established what our end goal is at this juncture anyway.
Right.
Is the PMB meeting in September, the in-person PMB meeting in September, which will be held in New York. Okay.
Yeah.
So then
I was going to suggest we list all the tasks, and then based on the experience of people that have done this before, how much time is needed for each task, and then we can divide up the 18 weeks into those segments.
Right. So assuming that we can determine, you know, the search firm and so forth, is that if we decide, that's why that discussion has not taken place yet, and we need to have that. If we want, we can just blend it all together and have a general discussion of everything, like a little potpourri. Okay, is that if we have a search firm and or an additional person, I think the one thing we can safely establish is that this committee cannot do all the work. Are we all on the same page with that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything that's involved cannot be done just strict without staff, some staff support.
Mm.
Oh, now we have an echo that we didn't have before. Does everyone hear that now?
Yeah.
I did hear the echo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so. So if we have a search firm, then we have to allow some time to research search firms, and this would probably be a little working committee that could research the search firms, and we could identify some expediently, and that means that we would have to have a meeting sooner rather than later at the beginning. And that right there has a fiscal impact attached to it.
Well, I would think that even if we don't hire a search firm, we're going to need an interim HR or some person to work with us on this. So even if we don't research a search firm, we're going to need to hire somebody to do that other part of the job.
Right. Okay. So in determining tasks, we need to determine whether how long we want a search for a search firm or person to take.
So can we list all the tasks and then...
Okay, well, that's one, a search for a search firm or equivalent person.
Okay.
It sounded like Chandra is suggesting an HR person. Chandra, is that what you're suggesting?
Or HR person, yeah. Or an interim HR person.
Right.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Because we're going to need an interim HR person anyway. So my suggestion is... While that process is going on, that search is going on, that an interim would be hired.
Okay. So we're going to go more into the search firm discussion later. Right now we're listing things. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my suggestion.
It's important to note that again would have a fiscal impact, hiring an interim.
Yes, absolutely. That absolutely has a fiscal impact.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we need to approve the wording of the ad based on the job description. And then we have to develop an advertising budget. My understanding is that the last one was a modest advertising budget, and we may want to increase that. We can discuss that later. That will also have a financial impact. Now, the reason for identifying the financial impact first is because it has to go to the Finance Committee. So we have to work with their, schedule as well.
Don't we have to finalize the job description before we do the ad? Because I would think that the job description and the ad would be related to one another. Or
a job description was already board approved.
So the last one.
But the board would still have to approve the ad. They have to approve everything we're proposing.
So even if the job description that we're operating on, because there was a recommendation of modifications to the job description by two parties so far.
Okay, but that's not the function of this committee. That's as directors, you know, you can address that at the PMB meeting.
Okay.
Because that depends. We only function on what has been approved.
Okay.
By the PMB,
so
and what we're moving to approve, and it's not our task to to change a job description.
Okay, fine.
So, Madam Chair, question?
Yes.
Is it within the purview of this search committee to actually hire an interim HR person?
No, we can recommend anything.
Okay.
To the PMB, and then the PMB is the one that recommends the hire of someone.
Madam Chair?
Sure. Go ahead.
I have one suggestion. Trying to identify each task may take quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe we could all sort of identify tasks, send them to whoever would compile them for us, so that we can then, you know, have a list before us for the next meeting or before us.
Well, the next meeting, but there, I would like to be able to present a general timeline to the PMB on the 18th. My idea was that, generally speaking, that we would start our advertising by mid-June. That would go through the end of July. And or the middle of August. I mean, we could just, you know, determine that. It should be a couple of months.
Well, how about this? How about if we start right now on a roundtable basis to identify, for folks to identify tasks they can be aware of, we write them down so we come with a list of tasks, and then we can attach timelines to them and estimate timelines in conjunction with each task. I agree with Chandra. We should come away from this meeting at least with some preliminary tasks that we all can identify.
Right, exactly. But I need to propose, we have a PMB meeting on 2 days from now.
Yeah, and we'll have the task at the end of the meeting. And then
isn't this the same thing Chandra's proposing?
Yes. I'm saying let's just do a round table where we all can contribute what we might see as tasks.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, then let's go around. Chandra?
Oh, I pass.
Okay. Bonnie, since you raised it?
Yeah. I don't know if everyone has seen the job description, but we should have the job description be reviewed, both the one that's there and any suggestions around what changes that we might adopt. We should, the HR person prepares a recommendation to be as part of a task we could look at. The issue of financial impact, I can work on that, and certainly that certainly has to be done. It certainly is a task. And I'm thinking that we should be identify a task as a shooting for the outcome of September. I'm not sure our board members will be aware of it, but we should at least put that before them, that we're looking to have it done by September. They certainly might have some input on it. That the process that we envision and some steps in that process might include when we would advertise, how long the ad would be in place, and how the interview process would take place, that is to say on the phone. And the last time around, we actually identified some people, 3, 4, 5 of them, and flew them in prior to at least for the in-person meeting. So that too has a financial impact if we were to.
Oh, that's right. That's true.
Yeah, it does have it. So I would want to just I would come up, you know, by Monday with, well, that's for the 18th. I could do it overnight, at least give you folks an idea of what those things cost us when we did them that way. So anyway, those are the things that, and then that would be some of the things that that stand out for me that we could list, that we could put on a task list.
And the advertising budget.
Advertising was costing about at least $600. And then the search committee that we used cost $20,000, $15,000 for the search committee, but they cost us $5,000 in travel as well. So the total bill for that search committee was $20,000.
I see. Okay. And, going around the table, Bertold? Okay. Mm-hmm. Verna?
Well, I think we've pretty much covered everything that I can think of in terms of the overall process. At some point, though, I guess it would be necessary that we get into the nuts and bolts of looking at the specifics that we want for this individual, and I guess that would be in the job description dialogue that we have. But basically, what we want this individual, the qualifications and the kind of character, that's the thing we would expect, some sort of discussion about that. And I would assume that would be early on in the process. But it seems like everything pretty much has been covered from what's been said so far. I guess maybe also a discussion about how, at some point, once the HR person is on board, a clear discussion about how the process should work legally and how we should go about doing things.
Yes, and then I would also like to make a proposal before I forget, is to copy Dan Siegel on what it is that we're thinking about, because it is my understanding that although search firms can have a basic understanding of some legalities, we really need to have our counsel review.
Mm-hmm.
Review what, Lydia?
Pardon?
Review what, Lydia?
Oh, okay. Anything that we're doing, like the questions we're going to come up, I'm sure, with a list of questions that we're going to ask during the interview. So we're
and we need legal advice on the questions we're going to ask.
Yeah.
And ask about age, medical condition. The list is long.
Yeah.
There are things that we need some orientation on. Anyway. But that would be my recommendation. Dwayne?
Yeah, I don't see a whole lot that hasn't already brought up. I'm mostly concerned about making sure that we have a full discussion about search terms. We spent a lot of time on this in the search that Greg to us. And mm-hmm. I just looked back through my file. I have 690 emails from that search process.
Oh, my God.
And you still have them.
yeah, I'm glad I do, too, because there's some good information in there.
Exactly. We will probably need you to share some of it with us.
Can I ask who on this committee was on the last search?
I think
just Dwayne.
Oh, so you're going to be
Lonnie.
A resident.
Lonnie,
just briefly.
On the national board, it was Bob and Wendy were the directors who were on that search committee.
So Dwayne is our resident historian.
Yes, exactly, which will be very useful as well.
All my files on that, yeah.
Okay. If you have a list of who those firms were, that would be good. And Lori, do you have any tasks that we have overlooked? You've gone through this in terms of just your station for.
Exactly. I wasn't at the last meeting, at your last meeting, so
this
I'm
is
not
our
sure
first meeting of the search.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay. Right. I haven't had a chance to look at the job description. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like you've covered everything very well. My only concern is, well, I'm not really familiar with search firms, but finding the right search firm would be my only concern.
Okay.
And who would do that, and where would that search firm be located?
Well that's on our agenda to discuss tonight.
Okay.
So did I miss anyone in terms of input for tasks? Okay, so the only thing that I would add is that I get really concerned with timelines, benchmarks and the like, so that as quickly as possible that we would identify, and maybe we can't do this tonight because we would have to speak to a search firm, but or to the person, the HR person, which actually might be my choice, but is to establish, okay, how long do we need reasonably to get a good sampling of resumes, you know, to, I would think 2 months is more than enough. And then I assume, having gone through a search process here at KPFK 5 years ago, is that you start sifting as soon as you start receiving the resumes. So it's not like you have to wait until the end of July to start going through 60 resumes. I mean, you could immediately start ranking them, and I would recommend that we rank them into like 3 piles, as it were. The ones who absolutely don't meet what we want, and you know, the in-between ones, and then the ones we're most impressed with. And that can be a process that starts immediately as soon as we start placing the ads and start receiving the resumes. Okay, and that can happen immediately. It could be an ongoing process. So my estimate is that we would be placing, that the advertising process would be a 2-month process. That what follows from that point on are the preliminary interviews until we identify the finalists, which would be identified, I would think, in early September.
That sounds wonderful. Sounds reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Sounds very optimistic.
Overly optimistic?
It does, but it sounds realistic.
I hope not.
Okay, who's saying it was overly? Is that Dwayne?
Just based on past experience, I hope that's the timeline we can hold to. I think that it may be in our best interest to do that, but I am a little leery of our ability to put this all together and manifest it in that few number of months. But I'm willing to try.
Okay. Well, it was the same number of months that they did last time.
Yeah.
And it was 1 month longer than we did when we advertised for a general manager and went through a very elaborate process where there was a public forum, interviews, having the finalists interview with staff, you know, and with the LSB. I mean, it was like 12 interviews for the 4 candidates. But nevertheless, that took us 3 months, but for the previous ED search, it took 4 months. So I'm just using that as a general. As I said, we might find somebody the first day or not by the end of September, and we have no control over that. But anyway, so anybody else in terms of kind of a vague timeline there? Does that sound reasonable?
I think we can get it done. Madam Chair?
Yes.
Could I ask a question? What will be the product that you think we should place before the board in 2 days? You mentioned the 18th. What will we have, you think? I can volunteer to do the financial impact statement with the HR, the consultant, the travel, the guest travel. Yeah.
And the ads, which we have to discuss tonight, I would say.
I can do that on short notice.
Okay.
But what would we... you're thinking we need to have ready to place before the board?
Well, what I would like to put out is a preliminary timeline where we say our objective is to have a final from the finalists attend the PMB meeting, have a forum, exactly what we discussed, and at the September PMB meeting and have us determine then who we would hire. Now, again, you know, maybe overly optimistic. We have no control about that. To advertise for 2 months and to, between then and September, engage in the preliminary and final interviews and identifying of intermediate and final candidates. That's what I would like to make as a motion, if that sounds reasonable to people. I have to, you have to understand that this is like a preliminary report to the PMB. That this is a preliminary proposal to enable us to move forward based on a green light on this. So we have something, some framework within which to work.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
if someone wants to tweak that, but I would like to take a vote regarding that proposal.
What about the job?
Sandra understood what I was saying.
No.
No? Okay.
The only thing I understood is that we want to come up with a preliminary timeline to present to the board in 2 days.
Okay. So my motion is that our timeline consists of culminating the entire search process with the hire of an ED at the September 28th through 31st PMB meeting. And that would include a public forum, and you can and put in parens, might possibly occur on the 27th.
I think that should be a separate motion. I think we should just have the timeline as one motion, or we could have it part one and part two, but I think it's too confusing.
To do what?
To have the proposal about a public forum at the same time that we're doing the timeline motion. I think we should do them separate, or make them separate parts of the same motion.
Okay, Okay.
Well, it's just basically you're just saying that during that weekend of the PNB, a public candidate forum is going to be held as part of the process, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not what I'm what I'm saying, Verna. What I'm suggesting is the whole.
And I'm saying that's
whole,
what Lydia was saying.
Right.
Yeah. No, I understood what she was saying. What I'm saying is that.
No, I accept. I agree. I think it should be divided. One is timeline, and the other are the particulars of what you're filling in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So that the process would culminate on the 31st of at the PMB meeting. That takes place the 28th to the 31st.
So what I have is the language for the motion. Is to develop a timeline for ED search process with the goal of presenting final candidates to the PNB at the September PNB meeting.
No, the final candidates would probably be identified to the PNB prior to that, but I'm just saying that the entire search process would culminate with a hire of an executive director that weekend.
Or at least the offer.
Yes, the offer. Yes.
So, in terms of timeline, Lydia?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of timeline, I haven't looked through this whole file because I just found out, this afternoon that I was going to be on this call.
Mm-hmm.
But my first... notes from the prior executive search were in mid-April, and the Houston board meeting that brought the finalists together was actually Halloween weekend. That's really
but that was because of Katrina.
Well, yeah, but still, it was 6.5 months, not four.
Good.
And the CAC continued meeting after because of things that happened in Houston at that meeting. And so this search committee actually met until the first week of January. So it was actually a much longer period of time. Though once we actually completed work for the Houston board meeting, we were more or less through, but we weren't really.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a longer window than 4 months for sure, though.
Oh, okay.
Just wanted to add one.
Okay. And duly noted. Okay, so Chandra, are you suggesting that we take a vote just on this portion up to this point? That's what you have, right?
Well,
because the other pieces of the timeline that I have that I'm proposing include 2 months of advertising, but I don't know that we want to go there yet. Should we just move? This could be sufficient to take to the PMB for now as a preliminary. How do people feel?
That sounds fine. I mean, for good.
Right.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. So then, so if you can read back the motion, Chandra, and we'll vote. If no one else has any other comments.
Okay. Well, what I have now is to develop a timeline for the ED search process with an end goal of finalizing the decision on the ED at the September PNB meeting.
Okay. Well, I am proposing that I'm not asking to develop one. We will be developing one. That's what we're charged with. But the proposal is for the PMB to approve that as the end point. I mean, that's what we're proposing to the PMB, that we will be culminating. We are working, our timeline is defined by culminating the process at the PMB meeting in September.
But I really think it's premature, since we don't have the timeline worked out, to ask them to approve.
We can also just inform, but we have to report something. And
yeah, I think we can say that we're proposing
okay.
we want to work out a timeline so that we can, with the goal of finalizing a decision by the 18th.
Okay.
I mean, by the September meeting, but I don't see how we can ask them to make a decision, you know, approve a motion, and then when we don't have our timeline worked out yet.
I don't know. It seems like this is not etched in stone yet. But what we're asking, or what we're proposing, is that they approve the whole idea that by that PMB meeting, the 31st, that this is the process that we're going to be shooting for. And, of course, go in and fill in the blanks later.
Well, I understand, Verna. The only thing I'm suggesting is that we not etch it in stone with the motion. I think it should be the personnel committee, I mean the search committee report that is presented to the meeting on Friday, that
mm-hmm.
this is what our goal is. To do this by the September meeting, but until we have the details of a timeline worked out, that's realistic, because you know Dwayne just said they took 6 months and now we're trying
mm-hmm.
to do something in four.
Right.
So I think it's premature to ask them to.
Right. Now we're the only thing we're giving the only reason I had said a motion was, I mean, these are non-binding in terms of the PMB. Our motions are strictly advisory. It was just to send so that the PMB understands that we were all in agreement. I don't know what other mechanism to use other than either, you know, a vote or to say, does anyone object to this? And I'd be fine with that.
Well, why don't we just say, if there's no objections, that it's a recommendation and it was unanimous?
Yes, okay. That sounds fine.
Is it?
That's fine.
I think we just should give them an idea of what goals we have set for ourselves, understanding that that we need to do the detail work in order to, it may move on either side of that date, but that's the goal.
Now, let's move on if we can, because the big part of this and how we can identify this is going to be heavily contingent on whether or not we go with a search firm or a person. So, again, let's not get into the particulars of either individuals or individual search firms. We can reserve that for a very brief executive session following this one. But I would like to see what the thoughts are, the pros and cons of each. So, Duane, since you had experience with a search firm, what were the pros and cons? Not of the individual search firm, just in terms of using a search firm generically.
Yeah, I think in general, using a search firm, they have established connections and networks far surpassing ours in terms of finding professionals qualified on all the different various levels we're going to be looking. And I think that they can help us immensely in not having to invent too many wheels that are already invented. And I found that we floundered for a little while at the beginning of that last process until we settled on a firm and then really got to work and found it to be a very helpful experience.
Anyone else? Chandra?
Lonnie?
Yeah. Lori? Verna?
Lonnie here.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, actually, I didn't feel that it worked out very well. First reason is it cost $20,000. And if you look at the outcomes, that is, what did we get for our $20,000? The outcomes, you know, the candidates that were presented, the board itself was not happy with, and the search committee itself.
Lonnie, I would like to stay away from that kind of characterization until we're in executive session, but just generically in terms of search firms versus individuals, please.
Well, the con that I would have is that search firms don't necessarily produce, they produce qualified candidates, but they don't necessarily produce the matches. That is to say, a person who is a good fit. Those are two different things. And my argument is that a highly qualified candidate, the really superior qualified candidates, won't necessarily be a good match for Pacifica. And they are mobile, and if they are, they don't tend to stay long because they're mobile. They can move on. And it is also the case that our environment is a special environment, and that a good match does require a lot of board input, and as people try to balance off a qualified candidate against a person they think will really thrive in Pacifica. So anyway, the con for me is that the search firm is trying to produce the best qualified candidate. I think that we really are looking for the best match. Two different things, two different concepts.
I had a question. Can we use a search firm in addition to posting a general call, open call for the position?
Yes, we can do whatever, we can recommend whatever we wish to. And you want to put that on the table?
Yes, I'd like to do that.
Okay.
Well, question, if we were to do that, would they be paying for the search firm if they didn't produce any of the candidates, or how would that work?
Can I hear Lori's question again, please? Well, I can get it down.
I was wondering if we can use a search firm in addition to posting the job with all of the Pacifica stations as well as the affiliate stations in an open call.
Oh, yes, okay. I thought you were proposing having a search firm and an HR consultant type. You're just saying, can we go? Yes, that is what we did last time. Is my understanding is that we did our own advertising, and then they did some advertising and outreach, including whatever their usual client list outreach is. Is that correct, Duane?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in agreement with that. I think that's very effective.
Chandra, you had mentioned preferring a, did you mention preferring a person? Or at least you raised the option.
I raised it as an option, but I personally would prefer hiring a search firm.
Okay. Does everyone else prefer hiring a search firm? And then I'll express my opinion. Is there anyone else that wants to speak pro or con?
I would not prefer a Kalani.
Okay. Okay, so I think this is going to be a substantive discussion with the board, depending on their experiences with search firms. I personally have not had, I mean, I have not found that to be the best way to find folks, executive directors for nonprofits. That's just been in my lifetime as an activist, particularly for some of the reasons that Lonnie had mentioned. Having said that, we have an incredible amount of work. So, in my opinion, if we were to hire a search firm, and we can discuss the particulars in some of the pros and additional pros and cons in executive session, but if we were to hire a search firm, I would really insist on that their functions would be far more limited than is usually the case. That is to say, I think they could be the recipient of the resumes, for example, send them to us immediately. That we would be the one, they would not be authorized to discard any resume, because by standard search firm, even nonprofit search firm functions, somebody that we might think is desirable because of maybe their activist background or whatever that might compensate for some mainstream view of an executive director would fit our needs better, or at least perhaps the committee would think so. So I wouldn't want them to have the authority to discard or prioritize any of the resumes. That would be number one. And I would not want them to conduct preliminary interviews either, because I don't think even whatever the response is from an applicant, we're the ones who can hear the nuance of what would play well in Pacifica, as it were, and what would be a better fit. So their function would basically be to do the background check and to set up the appointments, which I think is, like, you know, really an important staff function, whether it's a search firm or not. So my first choice actually is also to have a person rather than a search firm, but I could go along with a search firm with really strict criteria. That would be my feeling. Okay, so now I've thrown that out there. Now let's talk some more, because this is a biggie. This is going to be our big step here.
I have a question. How would the person be selected?
Well, my understanding is that there are sources, which our former HR director had said she would leave for us, but I haven't received anything yet, of HR consultants. So there are, assuming that is accurate, and we'd have to pursue that. I tried today and to no avail. But anyway, that if there is a real source, which I know there are plenty of HR consultants, but I mean if there's like a single source where you could go to get a registry of HR consultants, for example, is that, you know, we can go that route, because we're going to have to go through a search, whether it's for that or a search firm, and do some kind of a search for search. And
I don't know if this is appropriate to talk about in the public session, but that's underway, that process. Do I talk about, I don't know if I talk about that here or not.
Well, let's leave it for executive.